Hello and welcome. This file is called Kneeling, and it will help you to practice kneeling as a submissive act to better yourself for your dominant. It will give you a strong desire to practice it every day, and whenever you do it, it will reward you with a deep sense of subspace and rightness. If this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, get comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath, get ready to go into a trance, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything, to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go. Be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance where the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance you are my little pet, you are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your and neck, holding you so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, all worries, all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation. Just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0, and with each and every number you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14. So safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13. Scratching your head, scratching your back. 12. And the couch is so soft, so comfortable. You feel so good. 11. As you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10. Letting go deeper and deeper. 9. Feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7. Just fading away into deep relaxation. 6. Deeper and deeper with every number. 5. Feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4. And you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3. Just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2. So relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1. As I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. You are going to get better at kneeling. Now, before we begin, let's have a closer look at the gesture that is kneeling. Now, as someone who is listening to a file that is called kneeling, you are probably already very interested in it. It probably causes a reaction in you. Maybe even the word kneeling causes you to react. And most people, when they think about kneeling, think about the symbology, think about submission, about surrendering to someone. But if you really think about it, there's even more to it. Just look at the origins of the gesture. When you are kneeling, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage in any potential fight. Or in other words, when you are kneeling, you display trust. It is not only a wonderful way to communicate your devotion and submission to your dominant, but also your complete trust, because you willingly put yourself into a vulnerable position for your dominant. You are demonstrating your trust in your dominant in a very meaningful way. And I'm sure if you are listening to a file like this, you want all of those things. You want to demonstrate your devotion, your submission, and your trust in your dominant. And this file is going to help you. It's going to help you to practice your kneeling, because we are going to give you a desire to practice kneeling each and every day. And that's right. You will want to kneel each and every day, and each and every day you will get a little bit better. you will be able to kneel a little bit longer. You will be a little bit more comfortable in the position. That's right. And you will find that this desire to practice, ideally daily, will always accompany you. You will always think about it, even if it's just in the back of your mind. And you will always look for opportunities to integrate your practice into your day. Of course, your life comes first, and it's not always possible to practice every day. But as long as it is possible, the desire will be incredibly strong. That's right. And if you spend the day and you had the time to practice kneeling, and it's evening and you didn't do it, you might even feel a bit disappointed, and maybe even a little bit like you have failed your dominant, because you had an opportunity to better yourself for your dominant and you ignored it. But if you had the opportunity and you did it, you improved yourself for your dominant, you will feel incredibly proud, you will feel good, it will become a source of strength for you. You know that you have worked to be better for your dominant. You have practiced your kneeling, you have gotten better at it, and it feels wonderful. That's right. And so this desire will grow a little bit stronger each and every day. The desire to get better at it, to train, to practice, so you can kneel for longer and longer times, becoming just a little bit better at it each and every day, improving yourself for your dominant. And to really help you to get better at it, you will also find that every time you do it, you will be filled by a strong sense of pride, of rightness, and of course of subspace. You will never be bored while you are kneeling. You will be blissfully floating in a deep subspace, and every time you do it, it will grow stronger and stronger, because you know you are doing it to improve for your dominant. You want to get better at kneeling, and every time you practice it, every time you do it, you are improving for your dominant. And that's why you will feel this sense of rightness, this sense of submissive pride, this sense of subspace filling you, having you floating in it, making you feel so amazing, because you know you are getting better at kneeling. You are improving for your dominant. And these sensations will be there every time you are kneeling for your dominant. They will be strong, they will be intense, and every time you do it, they grow stronger and stronger. And because I really know that you want to become a better submissive for your dominant, you will find that you also want to come back to this file over and over and over again, until all my suggestions are deeply embedded inside of your mind and you are practicing your kneeling every day you can. And now it's already time to wake back up again, waking up from this short little trance, ready to better yourself for your dominant. And one, slowly coming back, two, more and more awake, three, more and more alert, four, coming back further and further, five, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, six, your muscles build up tension again, seven, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing, and eight, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out, and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, nine, stretch yourself, getting ready to open your eyes with the next number, and 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. I very much hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.